Right now, many churches are planning their budgets for the next fiscal year. Your church can support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. by joining the Issues Etc. 300. We're looking for 300 congregations to include $1,000 in their mission or advertising budgets. Find out more about the Issues Etc. 300 on the support page of our website, issuesetc.org. Don't miss your congregation's budget deadline. Download the flyer and present it to your congregation today. Time has come. It's Friday. Roughly a half hour to go in the program. Plenty of time for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Now, if you've never played Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, it isn't complicated. It's very easy, in fact. All we ask that you do is listen to the four soundbites that we've brought forward from this week's Issues Etc. programming. Four short soundbites. All you need to do is listen. And when you listen, just be thinking about which one you think ought to be the Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. Now, you can vote for whatever reason you want. You may like it, dislike it, agree, disagree. You may find it remarkable. You may want to hear it again. You may want to tell your friends and neighbors about it. Your reasons are your own. All we ask that you do is you listen and then vote. 1-877-623-6943. We are coming to you live this Friday afternoon. It's the 22nd of June. 1-877-623-6943. When you vote, be prepared to tell us which one you're voting for, why you're voting, and where you're listening. That's all we need to know. You can vote via email. We'll get those votes in real time right here in the studio. Talkback at issuesetc.org. Talkback at issuesetc.org. Via Twitter at Issues ETC, or if you have access to Facebook right now, you can go to our Facebook fan page and vote there, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. Every time we play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, we give away the LPR bundle package to one of the voters, the one we deem with the best vote. Sometimes it's a little arbitrary. The LPR bundle package is an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pin, and bumper sticker. Just yesterday, we posted a picture of Joel Frischi sitting here in the studio for the Pastor's Roundtable. He was wearing the I Have Issues t-shirt. One of our listeners says, I want it. This is the way you can get it. The LPR bundle package, an Issues Etc. t-shirt, bumper sticker, travel mug, and pen for the listener with the best vote for Soundbite of the Week this week. 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org or our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Remember to include your city and state. This is the first one. It comes from Chris Rosebro. We've already actually been talking about this quite a bit this Friday afternoon. A conversation we had with him on vision casting in the church. And here's where he thinks the idea came from.
This is not a biblical teaching. Nowhere in Scripture are we told to expect that pastors are to receive specific visions from God and that the job of Christ's sheep is to get behind the vision or be excommunicated. I'll be blunt. I think this is a doctrine of demons. I mean, this is flat out. It has its origin in the pit of hell.
All right, that's soundbite number one, short and, well, not so sweet, but to the point. Chris Roseborough on the origin of vision casting in the church. Should it be soundbite of the week? 1-877-623-6943. 1-877-623-6943. Phone call voters get to go first. Talk back at issuesetc.org or our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Here's soundbite number two. It comes from Pastor Jonathan Fisk. We were talking with him about how fewer and fewer millennials, that is people born to live most of their life in the 21st century, are believing in God. And here's what he thinks is the apologetic challenge to millennials.
I think it's twofold. The first thing that we really need to do, especially when speaking with our young people within the church, is to get them to think critically about whether or not they believe in truth. And then to answer that question with the recognition, of course they do. They may not all agree with what that truth is, but they all have a belief in a moral compass. They all have a belief in a right and wrong. That Pew Forum survey showed that an increasing number believe that you should not be able to fire a high school teacher for being homosexual. Okay, well, that's a moral decision. Whether it's right or wrong is irrelevant to the belief that there is something right and wrong, and we should be able to tell what that is. We've got to get people to think critically about that. Where are they finding their truth? How are they defining it? And then point them to the death and resurrection as historical fact as the place to start finding that truth in the scriptures. That this law and gospel, which is given to us, summed up in the death and resurrection of Jesus, becomes the foundational platform for a moral compass. That his word, in fact, defines what reality is, both in terms of the law, which is that morality, and the gospel, which is the fulfillment of all goodness for our sakes by grace alone in Christ. Both of those things have to be done, and really done as soon as humanly possible with these kids before they are sucked into the malaise of the current system.
That was soundbite number two, Pastor Jonathan Fisk, on the Apologetic Challenge for Millennials. Should it be soundbite of the week? Give us a call and vote, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Here's soundbite number three. It comes from Dr. Kim Riddlebarger talking about our conversation with Dr. Thomas Ice. We discussed dispensationalism and rapture theology. Here he is saying what he thinks the fundamental flaw of dispensationalism is.
It makes the simple difficult. You have to be very bright. You have to be very committed to understand this convoluted, complicated system of dispensationalism, when the basic biblical text, as you read in the epistles and the gospels, is simple. At the appointed time, Christ will return. And when he returns, it will be to judge the living and the dead. There'll be the resurrection and the final consummation of all things. And that, the Bible repeatedly tells us, is the end of history. So the sad thing is, by all the emphasis on the details, no looking at the box top of the puzzle, looking for end-time prophecy fulfillment, looking for the details in the news and so on, the practical consequences, and I know dispensationalists don't want to see this happen, but the practical consequences, everybody's watching the signs of the times and just kind of missing that the central character in all of Scripture is Jesus Christ, his person and work, and how he's fulfilled everything that God has required of us under his law, and how his death pays for all of our sins. Jesus gets lost in the shuffle.
That's soundbite number three, Dr. Kim Riddlebarger, on the fundamental flaw of dispensationalism. Now, it's time to vote right after you hear soundbite number four. It's a great time to vote, 1-877-623-6943. We'll be taking your votes right after the break, 1-877-623-MYIE. Soundbite number four, Pastor Richard Futrell, on Jesus in the parable of the prodigal son.
Well, I certainly see Jesus' incarnation in the Father running out to the Son, where he's humiliating himself and meeting the Son in his squalor and sinfulness. That's perfect picture of the incarnation. The whole point is that every one of us are prodigals in one way or the other, whether we're rebelling against God openly or whether we're rebelling against God secretly. We all need to repent. It's a daily part of living in our baptism. And Jesus is always coming to us in word and sacrament, in deep compassion, saying, "You are a son, welcome home." That's the dynamic that's to take place. And when one leaves the divine service, one should know that he is indeed a son of God, holy and righteous because of Christ.
All right, that's soundbite number four, Pastor Richard Futrell, on Jesus in the parable of the prodigal son. Which of these should be soundbite of the week? This break is a great time to call 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943, or send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or visit our Facebook fan page and vote there, facebook.com/issuesetc. Should it be soundbite number one, Chris Roseborough on the origin of vision casting of the church? Soundbite number two, Pastor Jonathan Fisk on the Apologetic Challenge for Millennials? Soundbite number three, Dr. Kim Riddlebarger, the fundamental flaw in dispensationalism? Or soundbite number four, Pastor Richard Futrell on Jesus in the parable of the prodigal son? Your votes after this.
Tuesday, Wednesday, hard to tell. Thursday, never looking back. It's Friday, I'm in love.
Are you looking for a Christ-centered, cross-focused church? Check out the Find a Church page at our website, issuesetc.org. Are you tired of worship that's more about self-help than the Savior, the Christian rather than the Christ? And Christ in you instead of Christ for you? It's not about you. It's about Jesus for you. Find a church near you, issuesetc.org, and click Find a Church.
Greetings from your friends at Zion Lutheran Church, Muskuta, Illinois, a proud supporter of Issues, etc. Zion Lutheran is a welcoming, family-friendly church that's firmly grounded on the unchanging truth of God's Word. We receive God's gifts of grace in a timeless, reverent way each Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Zion Lutheran is located at 101 South Railway in Muskuta, Illinois. Zion Lutheran is a church home that's both faithful and friendly, and you'll be warmly welcomed. For more information, call 618-566-7345.
Christ-centered, cross-focused, you're listening to Issues, etc.
Imagine SteadfastLutherans.org as the internet version of your neighborhood pub. Your neighborhood confessional Lutheran pub, that is, where the finest in Lutheran conversation is going on at every table and at the bar, sometimes contentious, but always informative and unabashedly Lutheran. We're only serving Wittenberg Ale. We even have a guy named Norm, so check us out. www.steadfastlutherans.org. We'll save a seat at the bar for you.
Join Issues Etc. regular guest Gene Edward Veith, Stephen Hine, and me for the Conference on Classical and Lutheran Education, July 17th through the 19th at Memorial Lutheran Church in Houston, Texas. Topics include teaching Latin, music, history, literature, the catechism, and more. Visit ccle.org for more information. The Conference on Classical and Lutheran Education, July 17th through the 19th in Houston, Texas, ccle.org.
I know what's wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact. You got to vote. Everybody needs to vote.
It's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week live on this Friday afternoon, the 22nd of June. Phone call voters get to vote first, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. You can vote via email. We'll get that email right here in the studio in real time. Talk back at issuesetc.org or visit our Facebook fan page and vote there. Remember to include your city and state and why you're voting. That's facebook.com/issuesETC. Soundbite number one, Chris Roseborough on the origin of vision casting in the church. Soundbite number two, Pastor Jonathan Fisk on the apologetic challenge for millennials. Soundbite number three, Dr. Kim Riddlebarger, the fundamental flaw of dispensationalism. Or soundbite number four, Pastor Richard Futrell, Jesus in the parable of the prodigal son. 1-877-623-6943. And we're giving away the LPR bundle package. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, and bumper sticker. And we start with Gary listening on his cell. Hi, Gary.
Hello there.
Which one are you voting for?
I'm voting for number one.
Chris,
I found it fascinating. I'm a pastor, and I've felt guilty about not necessarily casting a vision the way I've heard it described, and I'd be interested in hearing more about it. So there you have it.
Gary, thank you very much. Like I said, your reasons are your own for voting. We just like to hear them. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943. Let's see what Jan in Clarksville, Tennessee has to say. Hi, Jan.
Hi, Todd. I'd like to vote for Pastor Futrell on the round table. This and the grace of God is essentially what brought me out of fundagelicalism into the Missouri Synod. The extravagant, unexpected grace of the Father in the parable coming out and running, maybe, should I say, with abandon, running to the prodigal is exactly what is missing in so much of evangelicalism, the grace of salvation, the forgiveness of sins, Gottesdienst, to use the good German word. It's perfectly pictured here in this parable, and Pastor Futrell summed it up so well. So that's my vote.
Jan, thanks for listening in Tennessee, and thanks for your vote. Here's Chris in Sterling Heights, Michigan. Hi, Chris.
Yeah, I'm going to vote for soundbite number three because dispensationalism not only complicates the gospel, but it causes people to concentrate on Israel rather than the cross.
Very well put. That could be a soundbite all by itself. Thanks for listening up there in Sterling Heights. 1-877 623-6943. We're voting for Soundbite of the Week on this Friday afternoon, June the 22nd, giving away the LPR bundle package, 1-877-623-6943. John in Colorado says, I'd like to submit my vote for Soundbite number one because Mr. Roseboro says it like it is. The quote points out the scripture-based facts about vision casting and its impact on those churches. The reality is that it is only negative and very, very dangerous. Love the show as always, John. Thanks for listening in Colorado. Nicole listens out in Sacramento, California. Nicole says, I'm voting for Soundbite number three, Dr. Kim Riddlebarger. I have some very good friends who are dispensationalists, and we have had many conversations end in frustration and failure because they can speak about the rapture, the millennium, and the thousand-year reign of Christ in the future, and yet, when they are presented with the fact that the Old Testament points to Christ and that it has been fulfilled in Christ, they can only offer blank stares. They spend so much of their time watching the happenings in the Middle East and trying to pinpoint exact occurrences that will set off the chain of events leading to the end times that they have completely lost the central focus of how Christ's work is for us and what it means for us now. It seems like a very anxious way to live rather than one that rests on Christ's promises for us today as well as in eternity. That is a great vote, Nicole in Sacramento. Thank you very much for that. Let's see. Joran listening in Minnesota says, Chris Roseboro, that would be soundbite number one, because it's such an irresponsibility with a word that these vision casters take that is leading toward the issues concerning the church in America. This idea that we don't need to take Scripture seriously leads to a lax understanding of Scripture and ultimately a lack of understanding. Hence, the nation seeing stupid Christians and thinking Christianity is something less than what they should take seriously in their life. Joran, thanks for listening up there in Minnesota. That's Jordan, I'm sorry. Dana in Redmond, Oregon says, wow, so many good sound bites. I have to go with Pastor Richard Futrell, Jesus in the Parable of the Prodigal Son. I choose this bite because this popular parable is so greatly misunderstood by Christians, even Lutherans. People generally view this parable in the opposite of its true meaning, giving way again to works righteousness theology. Once you understand its meaning the way Pastor Futrell describes it, it becomes a source of comfort and of hope. Dana, thanks for listening in Oregon. Tom listens in Wisconsin. He says, all good as usual. I vote for Dr. Kim Riddlebarger. The most insightful comment I will now be able to repeat as I teach eschatology to Lutherans who are often confused and distracted by the dispensationalist teachings around them. That's another vote for Dr. Kim Riddlebarger. 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE. This comes in via email from Paul in Lompoc, California. He says, I have to vote for soundbite number two, Pastor Fisk. It's critical to help the young think critically, as he says, about moral issues, starting when they're young, progress through their later years. For Lutheran studies of the catechism and biblical topics, not merely cutesy story topics, keeping in mind that our faith starts and ends with Christ's death and resurrection for our sins on the cross, without this foundation and solid moral compass, youth risk being tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and the cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive. Paul, thanks for your vote as well. Let's see. Cindy in Austin, Texas says, oh, the reason for her vote. I can't remember which one she was voting for. Because the vision, she was voting for Chris Roseboro. The vision casting churches are responsible for millions of souls dying in their sins needlessly. And nothing makes me more angry than a church impersonating a church. That's a good vote, Cindy. And thanks for listening down in Austin. Aaron listens in Canada. Kim Riddlebarger, that's soundbite number three. Dispensationalism is at the root of most of the errors in Western evangelical churches. Thank you very much. This one comes from Helen in Austin, Texas. I've missed a good week, she says. I've got some catching up to do. This is a tough one because I'm interested in all of these. After listening a couple times, I'm going to go with Chris Roseboro and the vision casting topic. I agree with him. This is a Witch of Endor stuff. How do pastors dare assume so much? And they do, to the point of pushing out Lutherans who disagree with them. She says, they don't care where the pushies go either. How's that for worrying about the lost? Interesting. Very good. Helen, thank you very much for your vote. Still time for your vote. 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE. Our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. facebook.com/issuesetc. The Issues, Etc. Book of the Month for June is a great one. It comes from a great guest, Pastor Heath Curtis, who's often with us talking about matters church year related. He has written the book, Ordering Our Days, in his piece, An Introduction to the Christian Church Year, from Concordia Publishing House. And it is just that, a great introduction, a simple yet thorough introduction to how the church marks time and how the church continues to keep at its center all the time Christ and his saving work at the cross throughout the entire church year. The book is called Ordering Our Days in His Peace. You can have it 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040. Ask for Ordering Our Days in His Peace or browse before you buy at our website, issuesetc.org, issuesetc.org. It's the Issues, Etc. Book of the Month for June. Adam listens in Chicago. He says, good show, folks. I enjoy listening and thank God that you are here. I said that I vote for Pastor Fisk's soundbite, love most things that man says. Well, here's the winner this Friday afternoon. It's soundbite number one, Chris Roseborough on the real origin of vision casting in the church.
This is not a biblical teaching. Nowhere in Scripture are we told to expect that pastors are to receive specific visions from God and that the job of Christ's sheep is to get behind the vision or be excommunicated. I'll be blunt. I think this is a doctrine of demons. I mean, this is flat out. It has its origin in the pit of hell.
All right, that's the winner this week, Chris Roseborough on the origin of vision casting in the church. Nicole in Sacramento, California, if you would send us your mailing address and your shirt size, we're going to send you the LPR bundle package. Thanks to everybody who voted. Just send it to talkback@issuesetc.org, and we will send out the LPR bundle package to you, Nicole. Thanks to everybody. Great votes this time. Thanks for listening, and thanks for participating and playing Issues, Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Talk about participating. Many congregations have decided to participate in the support of Issues, Etc., and there's a deadline coming up with the 1st of July. Congregations who have committed to the support of this worldwide outreach by including Issues, Etc. in their budget, of all things. It's a great thing. It helps us budget more wisely here at Issues, Etc. To the tune of $1,000 or more, your congregation with that in its budget as support for Issues, Etc. becomes part of the Issues, Etc. 300. Find out more by going to our website, issuesetc.org. Click support and you'll find a one-page flyer that you can download and print off and take to your congregation. It'll tell you and it'll tell your congregation everything you need to know about what it means to be part of the Issues, Etc. 300. Monday on Issues, Etc., we'll continue our series on the seven ecumenical councils, talking with Pastor Heath Curtis about the Council of Nicaea. We should say the First Council of Nicaea. Also on Monday, we'll discuss the building of the temple with Deaconess Pam Nielsen. There are teachings in the church that are drawn straight up out of the Bible. They can be trusted, they need not be feared, and they will not lead your pastor to arrogantly say, here's my vision, take it or leave it. Never before in the history of the Christian church have pastors presumed to say such things. Well, I guess they have before. I mean, the Pope says such things, doesn't he? I speak for God, I have the vision, take it or leave it. Well, it's really no different than when Mark Driscoll does it or some other, or your pastor for that matter, I hope you're not in a church like that, says, I have found a vision, I have cast a vision, now you catch it. And if you don't catch it, you can hit the road. That's not a teaching from Scripture. That alone should be enough to warn us against it. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues, Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues, Etc. Issues, Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues, Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
The Church's Music from the 20th Century. the 17th century. The 11th century. The 8th century. The 4th century. The best of the church's music from the past 2,000 years. LutheranPublicRadio.org.